The Social Services Minister, Scott Morrison, says the federal government is considering how social benefit or social impact bonds can be used in the welfare sector. Social impact bonds are partnerships between the private sector, governments and charities. The Benevolent Society set up its first bond nearly 2 years ago to help stem the number of children being removed from their families. It's funded by two major banks. Lindy Kerrin reports.
Peter, who doesn't want his real name used, is a single dad who's clearly proud of his three kids.
My 5-year-old son, he's done well in his cross country. My 9-year-old daughter, she's doing well. She's got honours for cooking. And my 12-year-old girl's at high school and she's doing great.
But 18 months ago, things weren't so good. He'd left his partner, who was addicted to methamphetamines, and was struggling to cope with the kids.
When I ended up breaking up with my partner, I got the kids and I was going through a bit of a rough patch to staying in motels with the kids and trying to get established.
The Department of Family and Community Services referred Peter to the Benevolent Society to be part of a new program. It helped him into housing and gave him around-the-clock family support.
The Resilience Families program is about changing lives, turning around people who have maybe not had the best start in life.
That's the Benevolent Society's Wendy Haig. She says Westpac and the Commonwealth Bank fund the $10 million program through what's known as a social benefit bond. The banks provide upfront funding and the government pays financial returns when the programs demonstrate results.
But it opens up a whole new source of funding from the private sector to augment what the government is already doing. So it's not a substitute for the government funding. The government's doing as much as it can. But then on top of that, we've brought in a new source of funding.
The Federal Social Services Minister, Scott Morrison, says the federal government is also considering the scheme.
The challenges that we have in addressing social challenges go well beyond the public sphere, and we need the innovation and the accountability and the discipline that comes from private investment in this area that I think can really take the whole area of social services to a completely new level.
The Benevolent Society started the program nearly 2 years ago. Already, the Department of Family and Community Services has referred 100 families.
We're only just addressing the tip of the iceberg with this program, but hopefully, if it's successful, we can demonstrate better ways to address these issues in future and we can scale up the program.
And that's Wendy Haig from the Benevolent Society speaking to Lindy Kerrin.